And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, Oklahoma has become the 22nd state to block the Biden administration's new Title IX rules. These guidelines, which were set to take effect on August 1st, would have redefined sex to include gender identity and sexuality. And the judge, apparently not one for semantic gymnastics, issued a preliminary injunction against the federal guidelines earlier this week. Seems the Biden administration's attempt to expand the definition of sex has hit a bit of a wall in, well, I guess 22 walls. Courts across the country have been giving these new rules the cold shoulder, determining that this expanded definition is about as welcome as a vegetarian at a barbecue. U.S. District Judge Terry Doty didn't mince words when he called the Biden administration rules an abuse of power and a threat to democracy. It's almost like there's consequences to changing long-standing definitions on a whim. Meanwhile, in the world of political commentary, MSNBC contributor Molly Jong-Fast made quite the splash with her recent remarks about Senator J.D. Vance. Jong-Fast claimed that Vance only wants to see white kids in America. One slight detail, though, that she seemed to have overlooked, Vance is the father of three biracial children. Quick Google search probably would have cleared that up. She would have done that before she spoke. And in other news, it appears that Vice President Harris has been doing some spring cleaning of her old campaign website. Archived materials from the 2020 presidential run reveal that she once pledged to keep transgender criminals out of jail. The website claims that Kamala understands the best way to address the issue is to seek alternatives to incarceration to prevent trans individuals from being incarcerated in the first place. I guess it doesn't matter if they committed a crime. Of course, I'm not a legal expert, but I mean, isn't the whole point of having laws that they apply to everyone? And lastly, from California, a move that has drawn attention from parents and community members at Newport Harbor High School. The school has removed its LGBTQ resources webpage following public scrutiny. The page was accessible via QR codes, which were displayed throughout the school, and it included links to various external resources that raised lots and lots and lots of concerns. The Daily Signal reported that the resources included connections to the LGBTQ Center of Orange County, which offers referrals for controversial gender transition procedures, even for minors. In response to the backlash, the school district quickly took down the webpage and issued a statement claiming, quote, "We do not partner with any of the resource providers and none of our direct links are connected to gender transition counseling and therapy." So, statement aside, when you post links to things, that means you approve of them. These are the people educating our children. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.